So here's what I'd like to do, and you might want to draw this out. This is 1 through 12, and this represents 12 months of your business. And this represents the time in your business, and this represents money. So let's just for a moment say that you're here, and you're going to be here a year. That's when they always say be here a year from now, and I want to show you why 5 years is a better plan. So if you come into business, and let's say that between you and your upline and your team members and everybody around you, you sponsor one person a month for 12 months, and everybody you bring on sponsors one person a month for 12 months. Well, the first month, obviously, is you and somebody else. There's going to be two people. Now, if both of you do it the next month, there are going to be four people. Then there will be eight. And then there's going to be 16. And this 16 is really an important number because right here is where we find that most people, if they're going to leave the business, they normally leave right here to right here. And here's the reason why. If you're doing one a month and they're doing one a month, you now have 16 people in your business. Now, believe me, you can grow faster than that. I mean, I look at Justin Peters. I think they did 400 people in the last 3 months.
Yeah.
We're looking at minimums here. But right here is where I start warning people, listen, you've been here 4 months. I know you have 16 people in your business. You probably haven't made a ton of money yet, but you've got all your money back, and you've made some money. So stick around, and by the end of the year, I think you'll be very impressed on where you're going to be. So then you end up with 32 people, then 64 people, and then 128 people, and now you've got 256, and then 512, and then you have 1,024, and then it is 2,048. At the end of the year, with everybody just sponsoring one person
a month,
you will have 4,096 people in your business. Now, is it going to work out just like that? I have no clue. But I'm going to tell you something. If that was true and you only made $10 off of each person that came in your business a month, you would make $40,000 a month, which is what we were doing.
We have done that before. Yeah.
I mean, we were in our first year. By the end of the year, we were doing that. But let's suppose for a moment that you didn't have 4,096, that you had 2,000. We'll half it. And let's half it again. You have 1,000. Let's half it again. You have 500. So we've halved, and halved it. Well, so the first year, this represents your first year, your second year, your third year, your fourth year, and your fifth year. You would have 500 people at the end of the year, which means you start your second year with 500 people. Now, in the first year, you're putting a lot of time and effort into business. And you may not made a lot of money, but you've made some money. The second year, you start with 500 people. Now you add more people. You might end up with another 2,000 in your business the next year. You're still putting some time and effort into this, but your money is much larger. The next year, and I'll tell you, I don't know, we were doing what, 2,000 or 3,000 memberships a month and a lot of associates a month back then.
Absolutely.
I mean, it'll start getting more and more and more and more and more, and more associates and a lot more money. More and more and more and more associates, a lot more money. You're putting less time, less energy, but you're making more money because it's compounding every year. I think the Gardeners, they have somewhere around 30,000 people in their organization.
40.
Say 40,000 people in their organization. You know, and they've done 100, you know, how many memberships has our whole organization written?
Over 400,000.
Over 400,000 memberships. And we've averaged about 2 associates a month sponsoring since we've been here. We've never been hot shots. But had we not gone through that first year and stayed around to learn the personal and professional skills to pull this off, we would never be here. Now, whether we do much or not, we're putting a lot less energy, a lot less effort. We kind of do what we want to do when we want to do it. And the money keeps coming in every month, and the group keeps growing. People can hear the group growing. This is not an exception to Corey Muhammad or ourselves or Nancy DeConis or the Gardeners or anybody else. But I will tell you this, that all of our leaders saw this, and all of them understood this, and they knew if they stuck around that these compounding numbers would compound their money, and they can't stop it. So, you know, whether I'm around years later or Teresa's around, this group's going to still grow, and that money's going to come to our family. This is what happens. You can start this with your piggy bank and grow it into a biggie bank. And And it, what it means that you can gather wealth here, you can grow your wealth here, you can protect your wealth here, and you can leave your wealth and create a legacy for your family that nothing can stop if you just stick around and learn the personal and professional skills to pull this off. You know, you're gonna want to learn how to do prospecting and presentation, handling objections, and moving people along. If you want to learn how to do the briefing, you don't have to. Other people will learn how to do that. You can learn how to do the briefings and the luncheons and the PBRs and the three-way calls and all that. You don't have to because there's other leaders that will do that, and you just plug them into that. The main thing is to stick around long enough for those 5 years or 6 years so that your associates compound and your money compounds. And then if you do something with this money, it can compound into, you know, even into a lot more money. And we may do that training another time. But I am just going to advise you, if your people don't see this, they'll never feel like you feel. They'll never be as committed as you feel. If they don't hear this, so if they don't see it, hear it, read it, and have people talking about it, they won't understand it. So our job as leaders is to communicate, educate, and motivate our team long enough so they learn the personal and professional skills to pull this off. So they not only help their self and their community, and they help everybody they sign up around the country. And pretty soon you will have 30, 40, 50, 60,000 associates signing up people, and you can't stop the income from coming in, and you can't stop the impact on people's lives that you're having. So, you know, I'm just thrilled to have y'all see this training. It's one of the most important trainings that we do, and if you learn how to do this, and it's so simple, 12 months, one a month, here's the numbers, draw this little chart, and just let them know, stick around long enough. It took you a long time to learn to tie your shoes. It took you a little while to learn how to drive your car. It's going to take you a little while to learn this business. Is there anything you'd like to say about this?
I just think it's critically important because so many people have no idea what exponential growth means, how it can apply to them, and they also don't understand how leveraged income can be developed. And what you just looked at is how to create leveraged income through building teams.
Yeah, we're not here to participate in this industry. We're here to take over this industry.
I like that.
You know, this is not a game. To everybody else as leaders, this is not a game. We want everyone that's in the direct sales industry to see what we're doing so they can really make some money here. Because there's so many companies out there, they've got good products, but they just don't make any money. And a lot of them are not even good companies. And we've got a big job out here. Listen, people can't afford attorneys. Attorneys are too expensive for people to afford. They're good attorneys, but they're too expensive. We have broke that paradigm shift, and now people have an opportunity to do what they've always wanted to do, and that is to have time freedom, to have money freedom, to have relationship freedom, to be who they want, be with who they want to be with, and go take care of what they want to do in life, their purpose in life, whether that's building a church, writing a book, or what, singing on stage, or being a comedian, or whatever it's going to be. So the only way that you're going to do that is to stick around long enough to learn it. So I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, I'm going to see if I can set this back up so we can actually close out the call here. So,
well, this
actually,
is...
I just ended it. So we'll just...
Oh, you ended
it? I touched it. I didn't mean to.
Okay.
But we're on the phone.
So we're on the phone and the people on the internet can't hear us?
No, right.
Oh, that's a shame.
So anyway, that's a wrap. We are going to have a great call next week. I can't wait to...
Yeah, thank all of our speakers tonight.
Great. Absolutely. I want to thank everybody and... We hope you have a terrific week. Get registered for your breakout. Get registered for Oklahoma. Please plug into the Monday Night Momentum Show. It's going to be yours truly, Frank and I, conducting that along with Chris Hughes.
Right. Okay, thank you all very much. This is Frank and Teresa in sunny Charleston, South Carolina. And good night, and thanks so much. Bye-bye.